Awaken, my dark master. I have wonderful, wonderful news. It's taken much, much blood, sweat, and toil, but I have managed to gather more followers. Oh, I assure you that I will release you soon. Together, we will free you from your prison of flesh and bring you to full power. As it is prophesied, you will peel away your mortal form and take your place as ruler of this base, wretched world. Yes, I know that you meant that you want me to unchain you. Please understand, I am acting in your best interests. Without your memories, you believe yourself to be a mere mortal like the rest of us. I know you don't think you want this, but when you are returned to your true self, you will understand that I was only aiding you in your darker purpose. I have prepared a ritual room more appropriate for the occasion. In a moment, I will bring you there to meet your new worshippers. It was quite an ordeal to get them all here. If I'm being honest, I don't think very many of them truly believe in you. At least, not yet. And those that do seem to think that you'll give them something in return for releasing you. Worry not. I am only making use of them. You are not obligated to honor their wishes. But until the ritual is complete, please play along. I hope you'll forgive me for not giving you the following that you deserve. They are honestly lacking in faith and devotion, but I will do my best to make up the difference. Hopefully their presence and their blood will be sufficient to complete the ritual this time. Now, I'm going to unchain you from the bed, but I'm going to keep a good, solid grip on you. In your current state, I know you can't overpower me, so please don't try. I intentionally underfed you to weaken your mortal side, to make the ritual go more smoothly. This way, my master, the rest of the cult of Kuresh awaits. Oh, devotees of Kuresh, bow your heads. Your master stands before you. Do not be fooled by their weak, mortal prison. This one is, beyond all possibility of doubt, the master of darkness. Through our combined efforts, we will awaken our revered master and establish a kingdom of shadow and fear in their name. Before we begin the ritual, Master, I promised some of your new followers that I would introduce you. First, we have Aaron, the first aside from me to join your cult. He thinks this will be a good way of freaking out his parents which I suppose is true. Next is Natasha. She owes me a favor. Let's not go into that. Here, we have a group I met hanging out under the local bridge. They humbly request that when you come to power that you provide them with women and booze. Their words, not mine. We also have the local chapter of the Paranormal Investigation Society. They have asked that in exchange for their participation, you eliminate the Royal Institute of Skeptics, whom they seem to dislike. Now, let us begin. As before, I will take a drop of blood from you, Master. Please, hold still. There we go. Now, each of you will come forward and add a drop of your own blood to the bowl. Yes, that includes you, Aaron. I told you we would be making a blood sacrifice. Just come here and get it over with. Good, good. Now, everybody chant, just as we practiced.
O Kiresh, ruler of night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen. O Kiresh, ruler of night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen. O Kiresh, ruler of night.
Just to remind you, Master, take a deep breath of the smoke once I light the incense and start the incantation. The black wart, which sprang from the blood of your ethereal form, and the blood of your physical form, and that of your followers, will unlock your memories and allow you to regain your full might. O Kiresh, ruler of the night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen, since before time you have been... have skulked and lied and manipulated from within the true shadow. The time is at hand for you to hide no more, but to bring about the age of midnight. Darkness shall fall, and you will walk brazenly and openly among mankind. No, wait. Mortal kind, your rule shall be... shall be... It's not real, is it? I made it all up. I had a stupid fever dream and ran with it. I spent months chasing some sort of freakish fantasy. I kidnapped somebody. I kept you in a dark room and starved you. What have I done? I can't believe I... Hey, are you okay? You look sort of... What's happening? Wait, is this... Yes, yes, I knew it. Awaken, Master of Darkness. Rise, O mighty Kiresh. What? What's happening to them? It's like everyone else is being drained of their blood. Wow. Oh, wow. I don't think I was ready for this. Oh, jeez, I thought... peeling away your mortal form was metaphorical. I think I'm going to be sick. Did it work? Do you remember yourself, mighty Kiresh? Then it's true. Oh, my glorious master. I am so thrilled to see you in your true form. I am so sorry that I doubted you, even for a moment. Of course, I will gladly accept instruction from you, my master. What exactly was I misinformed about? Oh. So you have not reached full strength, then. Please, forgive my ignorance. To my weak mortal eyes, you appear to be absolutely radiating power and darkness. Was the ritual not designed to grant you all of your power? I was under the impression that... I apologize from the deepest depths of my heart. You are completely correct. That ritual was severely lacking. A dark god of such power as yours deserves far better. It was entirely due to my own failings. I'm so terribly sorry that my weakness led to an incomplete resurrection. Was there anything else I did wrong? I see. When the instruction said the high priest must bask in glorious despair, I assumed it meant that I was successful. So when I started to give up hope, that was actually what the ritual was missing. Wow. If not for that, I never would have been able to awaken you. In that case, please, please accept my most heartfelt words of contrition. If it is pleasing to you, O ruler of the night, I will offer all my remaining lifeblood to you in penance. Though, actually, back there, everyone else had their blood drained. That was so you could draw as much power as you could from them, right? Why alone was I spared? Really? Even after all my mistakes, am I still worthy of being your high priestess? Oh, my lord, I'm honored. I swear to you, I will never fail you again so long as I live. Thank you, my beloved master. If possible, I would like to begin righting my wrongs immediately. Is there anything I can do for you? Your visions taught me much, but there is still so very little that I know about your needs. Does a god require food? Of course. Let's see. I think one of my neighbors keeps some live chickens. Would those do as a sacrifice, at least for now? Then I will fetch them immediately. Oh, before I go, how do we go about bringing out your full power, Dark Master? Is it possible to do so? I would never forgive myself if I learned that this was permanent. More followers? Yes, of course. I'll do my best. I haven't had much luck prior to this, but I can figure out something. Wait, really? You'll help me? Oh, my lord, you are so generous. With your aid, people will flock to you. We'll be able to find a home more fitting for your glorious self, get you proper sacrifices. I am so thrilled. Yes, I'm going to go and get those chickens. After I provide you with your sacrifices, I would love to hear a little bit of your plans for this world. If it pleases you, of course. Master, I am so happy I was right. I will remain your most devoted worshipper for all time. Boop. But no sacrificing the cats. There's too many cats. Why are there too many cats? Where did all these cats come from? Cats. The kitty cats. So many cats. Cats, cats, cats.